Welcome to the Traveling Senorita, episode 97. Today I'm going to do a run around of Northern Rivers, my home, where I've been for the last two decades or so, bringing up children in and around the Northern Rivers and the southern end of the Gold Coast. I love it down there. I haven't been able to be there for four or so months now due to border restrictions, but I'm fortunate enough to be working on an event coming up in a couple of weeks' time called the Tweed Artisan Food Weekend. It's the fifth one of its kind, and it is a celebration and a showcase of all things Tweed from the ground up, promoting the farmers, producers with the chefs and eateries, and getting lots of venues involved to have a long weekend celebration of food, all the organic in nature food of the Tweed, which encompasses the Northern Rivers region. So today I thought I'd cross over the border, in my mind that is, and tell you a little bit about the bordering town of Tweed Heads, which is literally the border cousin really of Coolangatta. Although these days the Queensland and New South Wales border has been separated in the sense of we can't really go there and they can't really come here. Here for me is Queensland right now, but home is northern New South Wales. So it's interesting to, quite disturbing really, to see a place sectioned off from each other. And Coolangatta is one of those towns that relies heavily on northern New South Wales patronage, as does Tweed relies heavily on Coolangatta to come across and visit the eateries and enjoy the flavours of the Tweed. So soldiering on, the resilience of the northern New South Wales region is outstanding, and to produce the fifth Tweed Artisan Food Weekend has been a challenge for the team at Destination Tweed, but one that they're up for. The event was meant to be in mid-October and was postponed until the 18th of November. They threw it out there to the venues and the hospitality industry, and 10 venues have come back to pledge their support for the event, which is great news. So I'll round up the event at the end of this podcast, but I wanted to talk a little bit about Tweed Heads, Tweed Coast, Tweed Valley, because the Tweed gets wrapped up sometimes as Tweed Heads, but there's so much more to that region. It's a flavoursome food bowl. It's a natural food bowl with rich red volcanic soil, which feeds from the valley into the ocean and into Tweed Heads, which is the entrance to the Tweed. So Tweed Heads has got a quirky little feeling about it. I think it's got this real lot of 50s, 60s remnants of Coolangatta beach days that flows over to Tweed Heads. There's a couple of pockets that have really gentrified per se. The Bay Street area, which is on both sides of the road, but the Bay Street area closest to Coolangatta, which is known for its sex shops and a few takeaway places and an iconic Art Deco backpackers. I love the building. It's a really cool kind of 50s, 60s cream brick building. But more to Bay Street than meets the eye now. There's a music store there that's always been fantastic, really good for students to learn, but also to buy instruments, tune instruments. That's been there forever. And you've got a couple of massage places. Little Malay moved there from around at Coolangatta, which is a really, really cool Malaysian restaurant that's been there for decades and is very iconic in Coolangatta, is now in Bay Street. And you've got Bread Social, which is a really amazing outfit. It's like three boys, baker boys from Byron Bay who've worked in places like Harvest, who set up their first bakery together when the farm opened in Byron Bay. And it's a bakery, I wouldn't say old school, it's just really banging bread and incredible desserts and cakes and pies with really a fusion of flavors that you would never really put together. So they have a real love of the local produce, from Cujun potatoes through to finger lime. So you find so many different ingredients fused together in really banging tarts and pies and really fresh bread, really good coffee. And they decided to open up their second shop cafe in Bay Street, which really started to turn the street around. It made it really have this, you know, welcoming feel to it. It's a bit of an in and out bakery, but there's also like stripy umbrellas out the front and crates to sit on, and it's just got this community vibe to it where you just feel like you want to hang out a while. And yeah, as I said, really good coffee, bread, and great staff. So that's Bread Social, which to me really changed the face of Bay Street. And just off Bay Street is another side street and a really award-winning Italian restaurant has opened there, Galura, which is the crew that came from Brunswick Head, an Italian down there. So husband and wife team, and they are just killing it in, I would call it contemporary Italian food, but really good food. And the main thing that they have going for them is the consistency from the service right through to the food. So that's Galura. You've got Baked Down the Road, which is in the old Markwell Seafood, wholesale seafood place. It used to be a long, long time ago. Then it turned into a fish and chippery. And then it turned into a stunning renovated space, which is Ancora, a wedding venue, a really classic wedding venue on the river. And adjacent to that is Baked at Ancora, which is all about baked goods, good, amazing breakfast juices, coffee, brunches, lunches. And if you venture a little further on, you've got Next Door Espresso and really good coffee there. And then in Ground Control in the industrial estate in Tweed. So Tweed Heads has got, you know, a lot of different things popping up. There's another one as well on Kennedy Drive called Him Coffee and Breakfast. Really good food. So yeah, there's enough going on in Tweed Heads as you enter into the Tweed Coast and the Tweed Valley. But heading down the road to the coast, you've got great little quintessential beachside towns like Kingscliff, the newer part, which is Salt and Casuarina, which all have restaurants and developments going on there. And then you've got Cabarita as an old school surfy town, which has got heaps of things popped up there, from Nectar Juice Bar through to the Burrow, through to another really good one that's opened up called Number 35 in Italian. Yep, I'm all about the food. Some of these places I haven't had a chance to visit yet, but I've been looking at them on Instagram and hearing friends' reports, and it sounds like a cracking food scene down on the Tweed Coast. And then you head into the valley, into Moolumba, Yukai, Tumbulgum, Telgum, areas like that that are literally growing the produce. So the thing that I really love about the Tweed and the Northern Rivers as a whole is that you get to sort of experience the growing of the produce and meet the farmers at the markets on Wednesday in Moolumba, or down at New Brighton markets. There's markets in the Tweed as well, and Kingscliff markets, where you can just kind of meet all the makers. And then on the weekends you get to eat it at all the great restaurants that are popping up. Also the chefs are putting their money where their mouth is, and they're opening up restaurants, and they're really, you know, they're either moving into the area or they've grown up in the area and opening up restaurants. It's been a really tough time for them through the lockdowns and through COVID, but they've quickly sort of metamorphosized into being able to deliver the food straight to your door. And you get that feeling, particularly where I live in Kingscliff, where I can see the mountains over beyond, and that's Wollumbin Mount Warning, which is a very sacred Aboriginal site, and then the ocean, and I can feel that food bowl just running between the mountain and the sea with the river in between. So there's lots of activities to do on the Tweed River. You've got Tweed Eco Cruises that do catch crab, and lots of different parties and things that you can have on the river. You've got Tweed Escapes, which they run great Indigenous tours along with all the local produce that they use along the way. They also do food tours to visit things like Huss Distillery, Red Earth Brewery. So there's plenty on offer and plenty of places and operators that are willing to help out in the Tweed. It's a great place to live. I feel really blessed that we get to be there. We brought our family up there And it's a good place to go home to. It's great to travel and see other parts of the world and experience cultures and live in other places. But it's always good to have a base. And I would say for us, it's the Tweed Coast, which embraces all of the Tweed Valley and Tweed Heads, but also Northern Rivers as a whole, having Byron Bay just down the road with a really good food scene and, you know, bar scene as well, wine bar scene. Natural wines are plenty, and Brunswick Heads, places like that. There's a heap to do. It's great that the area is opening back up again. I think today is the first day that the Sydney siders and Melbourne can come to the regional areas. So obviously these places are fueled by tourism. So people are opening, you know, that open businesses, you know, they have the local support, which has been what's kept them going, their bread and butter for the last few months, but it's tourism is one of its biggest industries. So good to see that people are safely traveling back to the regions. I really applaud Destination Tweed for keeping going for the last 3 years. After losing the government contract, they've still managed to keep it going with member support and just people, operators throwing their support behind it. So that is the organisation that runs the 5th Tweed Artisan Food Weekend, which is on from the 18th to the 21st of November. It's a jam-packed program. Check it out on destinationtweed.com.au or at their Instagram at destinationtweed. There's things from brunches by the river to Indigenous cruises to native degustation lunches out in the valley, and, you know, things like Cubby Bakehouse teaming up with Beach People and Huss Distillery to bring a beautiful picnic to life on the Saturday. You've got the Tropicana up at Tropical Fruit World, which is just a really cool way to celebrate and watch the sun go down over Wollumbin and Mount Warning. So check it out, guys, destinationtweed.com.au. That's my little runaround of Northern Rivers. There's great other great bodies out there like Northern Rivers Food. If you want to check out more information, they have it all there about the producers and the farmers. As I said, Moolumbah Farmers Market every Wednesday is the place to be to get your really authentically grown Northern Rivers produce. And yeah, thanks for tuning in today. A little bit about my hometown, which I'll be heading home to very soon. Ciao, guys.